The WYSL stations bring you Jose Pio and Laval Lewis and your weekly dose of PCP. It's your hour of common sense with the politically correcting podcast and show.
Okay, you got the camera angle that you want there?
Everything yes, all I do. Set up?
Everything good?
Let me make sure I look good. Hold on. Let's see. There we go.
TV, much hair, and makeup.
Yeah, we haven't invested in makeup people quite yet. It's kind of BS. We need to up our budget here. Well, this is your...
I'll get right on it.
Thanks. This is your hour of not only common sense, but this is going to be a triggering episode for some. Okay, let me just announce that right now. Get it out in the open. You're going to be triggered because this show is not only about bringing common sense to the forefront, but challenging beliefs. If you weren't already triggered from our Monday episode... I'm sorry, from my podcast last week where I laid out my debate on is God pro-life or is he pro-choice. That was quite triggering for quite a few people on that one, I'm sure. This is going to be triggering as well. The House of Representatives today, and don't mind Lavelle, he's just, you know, running on black people time, I guess. They have anti-Semitism.
He's busy littering.
Anti-Semitism, and I'm using air quotes here, bipartisan bill in the House is coming up for a vote. I use quotes on bipartisan because what the heck does that mean? You have two Republicans on there that agree with it. It doesn't matter. Bipartisan means that there's some on each side who agree with it. I don't really care if it's bipartisan. I would prefer bipartisan, but then again, we see... The last time we got full bipartisan was the TikTok ban, which, as most people would agree with me, you're going against our First Amendment rights. We should have a right to express ourselves on whatever app we wish. And if we want China to take our information, hey, I don't know. Personally, I feel like China already has our information anyways because everything we order is through China. But anyways, the anti-Semitism bipartisan bill in the House is up for vote today. Let me tell you some things that is in there that you need to be aware of. And I can't wait for Lavelle to get here because this is something that he initially brought up on the podcast, on the radio show, a topic that has been quite inflammatory because people just don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear any kind of, you know, other side to the topic that is being discussed regarding this. But what they're going to do is legally adopt a definition of anti-Semitism based on this lobbyist group that has been pushing for this bill. Now, we're going to go through the context over it because these are the contemporary examples of anti-Semitism and what they're claiming in public life, the media, schools, workplace, and in the religious sphere, which could, taking into account the overall context, include, but are not limited to, and we're going to get into this because this is what they want to push forward. Number one, calling for aiding or justifying the killing or harming of Jews in the name of a radical ideology or an extremist view of religion. Now, I think most people can agree that is absolutely anti-Semitism. I don't even know what a Semite is, to be very honest here. I know what a Jewish person is. I'm pretty sure at this point, after talking to Lavelle, you know, two or three times a day about this topic, I'm pretty sure I know what a Zionist is. I don't know what a Semite is. So anti-Semitism, I don't know if this includes that. But if you're calling for aiding or justifying the killing or harming of Jews, let me backtrack on that. If you are aiding in the killing or harming of Jews, that is absolutely a hate crime. If you're calling for it, that is up for clear debate because there are many people that I would say called for the killing of unvaccinated people for many years. Should they be brought to court to say you wanted these people dead? I think most people would say no, you should not, because that's your right to say that. You didn't actually do anything about it. That's the same thing I'm saying here. If you're aiding in the killing or harming of Jews, that's illegal. If you're calling for it, that's really messed up. And I would say it's a hate speech, but you can say whatever you want to say. The second part, making mendacious, I don't even know what that word is, dehumanizing, demonizing, or stereotypical allegations about Jews as such, or the power of Jews as collective, such as, especially but not exclusively, the myth, if you're on our Facebook, you can see me the air quotes there, the myth about a world Jewish conspiracy or of Jews controlling the media, economy, government, or other societal institutions. Now, this is something that you can clearly say my boy Kanye West would be charged with anti-Semitism, which would be a hate crime, which means they could take Kanye and put him in jail for dehumanizing or spreading salacious rumors or about the myth of the Jewish conspiracy that they control the media or the economy or the government or other societal institutions. That's, you're going to call that anti-Semitism? Honestly, I think most people at this point would clearly look at all of the names on the list of producers and the people who are behind the scenes of putting movies out there, putting music out there. You can normally guess by the last name, yeah, that guy's probably Jewish. I don't know if there's a cabal of Jewish people who run the whole thing. I'm not claiming that. What I'm saying is that many people have claimed that. Should they deserve to go to jail for that? Should they deserve to be called, you know, that they did a hate crime for saying that? No, come on. Third part, accusing Jews as a people of being responsible for real or imagined wrongdoing committed by a single Jewish person or group, or even for acts committed by non-Jews. I think that's pretty dumb. Laval Lewis has joined us, or has blessed us with his presence now for joining in on this conversation that I know he has been pushing to the forefront with this podcast for quite some time. So thanks for joining us. Let's get into the fourth part here. We're talking about
that bill that is about to get passed.
Yeah, see, you already know. fourth part, denying the fact, scope, mechanisms, or intentionality of the genocide of the Jewish people at the hands of National Socialist Germany and its supporters and accomplices during World War II. So basically saying the Holocaust never existed. Should that be a hate crime?
No, it shouldn't.
Because is that against the law?
That's against your freedom of speech. Like, regardless of what you believe, you still should be able to say that.
No matter how stupid your beliefs are.
Yeah. And did you mention the first part, though, where they were trying to classify Judaism as a race?
I had calling for aiding or justifying the killing or harming of Jews in the name of a radical ideology.
Okay. Because the biggest part of it, they're trying to tie this into the Civil Rights Bill or Civil Rights Act in 1964. So within the... Thank you, Bob. As I get... I have to have one of these for this topic.
Don't I know it.
I appreciate you so much. And
Who wouldn't?
it's such a touchy subject because they want people to kind of get this... assumption that you are against Jewish people.
Right.
So if you disagree with this, you're anti-Semitic, and this is just the hypocrisy within this bill.
Well, my question at the beginning was, I can't even define what a Semite is. So how can I be anti-Semitic? I know what Jewish people are, and right, based on our conversations, I know what a Zionist is.
Mm-hmm.
But what is a Semite? I have no clue what a Semite is. I don't think most people can define that.
Well, the Semitic people were supposedly the original Hebrew of that region. So that also included Arabs or any ethnic group of that region.
So Sumerians, including the Palestinians.
I've got the definition right here.
Thank you.
Okay, Semite. A member of any of a number of peoples of ancient southwestern Asia, including the Akkadians, Phoenicians, Hebrews, and Arabs.
So, yeah. So, again, for anybody like myself, right, because I would be considered my ancestors come from that region.
Right? Well, all of our ancestors do.
Biblical facts. We all come from that region. But, again, just from stating that, the Arabs as well. So, this... this the way they kind of vilified the Arab people within this dynamic is, I think, the biggest crime amongst this discussion, because through centuries, the practicing Jews and Arabs have lived within harmony within this region. It just changed when they had the Balfour Act, when the Rothschild family was gifted that region by
Lord Rothschild,
which, if you go back in time and really look into the Zionist organizations, they were able to kind of redefine what anti-Semitism is and why we are where we are right now.
It's so funny, because if you actually go back to the first episode of when this was brought up, and I was like, whoa, this is not for me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And after looking into it quite a bit, mm-hmm. I'm like, man, eyes a little wide open on this one. We're going to be right back to talk more about what's included in this bill and definitions included in this bill. 346-3000 is the number to call in. If you are triggered, feel free to call in. Message us on Facebook. We're right here, Politically Correcting Podcast Facebook page, as well as our Instagram page. We'll be right back with the Politically Correcting Radio Show at the WYSL station, 346-3000. We'll be right back. Listening to the wind of change.
To live the quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom, informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open-source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law? That in 2020, there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties? That there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted? These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
Youth for Christ Rochester is growing. With the help from the John R. Wegman Foundation, we're adding Saturday mornings back to basketball, while the Saunders Foundation brings back skills and drills for the spring and summer. Our middle school girls program will be starting in a second school this fall. Watch for a new name change for that program. But we need your help. Make a one-time gift of $300 or a monthly gift of $25 to sponsor a kid for a year. Go to yfcrochester.org/donate.
Advertising on the WYSL stations is both affordable and effective, but it's so much more than that. When your business or professional practice has a presence on the Voice of Liberty, you connect with a patriotic, awake, and aware audience that cares about society, our families, our schools, our values, and our future. And our listeners appreciate you and respond. We can end the madness together. For truth and freedom, the WYSL stations, the Voice of Liberty. Call 346-3000 to advertise today.
Politically Correcting.
Yeah, am I on? There we go. We are back.
Sorry about it.
Leval Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio. We are the Politically Correcting Boys. Discussing tough topics here and challenging beliefs left and right. That's what we do. That's what we do here. And we also have the Bobs. We've got Dr. Bob and Bobby D back here, which are... beliefs and our viewpoints do not reflect on WYSL as a station. Is there like a clip that we have to play at the beginning of that to make sure that people don't stand outside protesting this station?
I don't think we have that, but I got to get in here pretty soon and read the list of prohibited words.
Oh, really?
Yeah. More than seven.
We have prohibited words?
Just joking.
Okay. I know I already dropped one before. They haven't caught it yet. So we're going to continue on with this conversation, because I just want to tell you right now, if you're not willing to even hear this conversation out, you are either showing complete hatred or complete ignorance towards the Palestinian people and what they have endured under Jewish rule. I'm just going to call that out right now.
What the counter is, well, what about the Hamas and what they did? And
those are not the same.
They're not the same, but for whatever reason, we developed this ideology as a country that we have to bomb our or kill our way to a solution.
And these are the people that are pro-life.
Yes,
that are claiming this.
Yes, they're and but
every life matters. Every life is worth is God's life, right? They're living because God wants them to live. But then we can go ahead and bomb the crap out of them.
Well, that's the manipulation that the evangelical Republican Christian side has fell victim to, and they don't see it.
They don't see their own hypocrisy.
And again, I pride myself on digging deeper for information. I've learned too many times that the winner of whatever war or conflict writes the story. And just by starting with how World War One and Two was created, we were under assumption that just like this whole this patriotic tale of we were attacked first, so we have to go out and defend our country, right? We have to go out and defeat evil, the axis of evil, right? They use these buzzwords to get us emotionally involved or attached to the conflict. But then when you look at the conflict, especially World War One and World War Two, you see that there were financiers on both sides of the war.
And Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin incident just learned about today that was made up in order for us to get involved with yet another war. We do have Dan on the line. Dan, what you got for us, brother?
God bless you, fellas. You know, you bring some deep research into the equation. As far as Semites go, they're supposedly the offspring of Shem, the oldest son of Noah. So that's where the term Semite comes from. It became Sem in the Greek, I think, Bible, because they didn't have a way to pronounce Shem. But in any case, to the anti-Semitic things, I have enumerated time and time again different Jewish heroes of mine. To browbeat me as an anti-Semite is very self-serving and very narrow-minded. People need to realize that there are many, many Jews who are against the genocide that's being perpetrated against those people. Many of the Jews also don't even care for Israel to exist, and many of them actually demand that their Bible, their Tanakh, states that they're not to have a land of their own until they recognize the coming of the Messiah, which they've not done.
Yeah, and they also know that the coming of their Messiah is that's when they are granted land. That's when they are granted what was promised to them, not this perversion of that, of their religion, of their Bible, stating that they no longer have to wait for that. They, as Jews, should go out and get what's rightfully theirs.
And name-calling is a good way to try to battle back when you don't have any facts at hand.
Exactly. That's what the far left does.
All the time.
Yeah, that's not just the far left. There's some real claim to be right.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I've been very, very vocal about the Republican side of their support for Israel.
I'm happy to see that.
And I've been on that side from the very beginning. And I said that is the one contradictory, not one, there's several others. Let me back that up. But this one is top the list of the hypocrisy within the Republican Party, because we are supposedly the party that stands for the Constitution and our amendment rights, individuality and being free, and country first. That goes out the door once you agree. And I only see Republican leaders pushing for this anti-Semitic bill. Donald Trump signed it first, which gave gave way for states to adopt it as well in New York State. Of course,
jumped on that.
New York State was going to jump on that.
Right.
Because, and again, just to put the tinfoil hat on, we've been talking about a one world government for years now. And one of the ways that you're going to be able to kind of implement some new type of rule is you must destroy and dismantle our Constitution and our amendments.
Right. And I think first of all, Dan, thank you so much for calling in and give us your insight. Before we jump to the next caller, I do have something to bring up. We did have an episode before where we talked about how Islam came from Ishmael, which is Abraham's first legitimate son that he had. And in Jewish culture, the firstborn son is supposed to get the birthright. So that was why Islamists feel as though they deserve the birthright as opposed to the Jewish people, which was Isaac, who was the lifeblood of that. We're going to get into Tito. Tito's a new caller here. Tito, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, hey, Jose, it's you might know me as Tadao is on Instagram, but I think I agreed with you for the maybe one of the first times today on Instagram, and I'm calling in to agree with you again. I think what you're you guys are roll, saying Jose. Is exactly spot on for sure. I'm a far left liberal. I'm sure Jose can tell you, I would say Biden has gone from being what I would say is one of the best presidents in modern history, not because he did anything great, but because he didn't do anything horrible, to one of the worst in about 8 months. So,
that is very, very amenable of you, Tito. I applaud you for that.
I would say you should still vote for him because
that's too far. All right, thanks for calling, Tito. Thanks for calling.
No, keep in mind. Is he still on there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, we give him an accent. We want to hear what he has to say.
Go ahead, Tito.
Yeah, I don't think Biden's going to do anything great if he's reelected, but Lena Khan and Julie Hsu are doing great things, busting up monopolies, giving unions power, and that's why I would say vote for Biden anyway, because none of that's going to be possible under Trump. But I'd love to debate that another time, but the topic you guys are covering right now is super important, and you guys are doing great. That's all I wanted to say.
I thank you so much for that. Honestly, that's huge, because it really is what we try to do with the show, is kind of cut through the BS of politics and get to the actual truth behind what's going on. And there are going to be things that you're going to disagree with us. I disagree with Lavelle quite a few times. He's disagreed with me quite a few times. Bob hates us both. It's okay. It is okay. That is fine. Because we can still have the conversations openly and honestly, and we're never going to have any kind of or harbor any feelings towards anyone who disagrees with us, as long as we do it respectfully. That's all. That's all.
Can I say this for you being a Christian and your knowledge of the Bible? And also a lot of a lot of other Christians. Do you feel as though this is a very important time for Christians to kind of really anchor their faith and understand exactly what's guiding them within their Bible? Because in my opinion, I think that there's a lot of manipulation within the Christian faith and also the Judaic faith. And how do you feel as a Christian? You should kind of approach and educate folks on what's within your Bible.
Well, there's going to be many people out there who are of the same belief as me. Again, there's many people who claim Christianity, they claim Lutheranism, they claim Baptist, they claim, this, that, and the other. There's so many different sects within the biblical world. I have to sit there and say, I hate to be that person that says, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual, but I am a little more religious because I do believe that the Bible is the word of God, even though there has been man's fingerprints all over it. And even though I believe that the King James, control over what was in it versus what's not included in it has created maybe a different version than what maybe God had wanted in the beginning, but we are where we are now. This is the Bible we have. The Bible tells us we will know what is the fruit of God and what is the fruit of the devil. We know if what we are standing for is something that is godly or ungodly. If it calls for the killing of people, I don't think that's godly. I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to come back after this break, jump right back into it, because this topic is far from done. 346-3000 is the number to call. Either you agree with us or don't. We don't care. Give us a call. We are the Politically Correcting Boys. We're always looking for more insights. Give us a call here at the WYSL station. Get me.
Politically correcting.
We are back, politically correcting boys. Sorry, it took a little swallow there from my ghost tropical mango. It's actually really good. It's an energy drink. It's really bad for you. Don't drink this crap.
It's loaded with sugar.
It says sugar free. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, we're going to get back to the topics here. Lavelle Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio.
Where is Lavelle?
He's taking a tinkle. He's taking a tinkle.
One can of beer I gave the guy.
You know how he is. So the topic we're talking about has been the anti-Semitism bill that they're trying to push through the House. Anyone with a half a brain can see this is simply furthering the fear, inflaming the fear. We know what that outcome usually brings, which is stuff like the Patriot Act, things like gun control, bills like the TikTok ban, and now a complete war on our First Amendment rights. We do have Mike, the Mike. How are you doing, brother?
Gentlemen, I'm glad you brought this subject up, but I've been studying it for quite a while. Okay, this all goes back to the first Zionist conference in 1897 in Switzerland, the Scofield Reference Bible. This is a plan that's been in the works for 100-plus years. This is to make one race and religion a superior race and religion all over everybody else by legal lawfare. This has been going on. You had DeSantis went to sign the same bill and went and signed in Israel, if you remember that. You had Kristi Noem just do that, and where South Dakota, wherever she hangs out. This is the combination of all the things that's been happening. The protests at our college campuses. Okay, now they're all dispersed. Now they're all going home. Why? Okay, you originally started off as the Palestinians. Okay, but then somebody's pushing their buttons. This is to make one group of people more superior than everybody else. Because if you say anything, if you criticize Israel for what they're doing over there, okay, now under the color of law, you can be convicted.
Yeah.
This is against our Constitution.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
You shouldn't. Hate speech is speech unless you say or threaten somebody. Okay. I might have a different opinion than you, but you don't have the right to tell me what I can say. I don't have the right to tell you what you can say or think. Mm. And this is bull. Yeah.
This is just following in the footsteps of what other countries like, Canada have been able to do, where they suppress free speech, which means that what's next? If you can't speak up against a certain group in this country, which has already been in position for quite some time, we had the legitimate group that has superiority over everyone. You can't talk junk about BLM for a number of years before because, God forbid, you could be called a racist. Now you can't say anything about the Jewish people. Now it's just clearly showing you at what point who controls what, who controls our House of Representatives, who controls our government, who controls our president, who controls your governor, because you're absolutely right. DeSantis passed his own anti-Semitism bill, just a few years ago?
Yeah, he was the first to kind of statewide to go out in front of this. And then at the same time, he's, supporting the dismantling of DEI and everything else, which I think DEI is a bunch of crap as well. But if you're trying to support freedom of speech, but then at the same time,
only
when it comes to Israel.
Yeah. So I would like to see if he's a citizen of Israel as well. If anyone could look that up.
Dual citizenship?
Yeah, dual citizen.
Yeah. That's just to kind of give some breadcrumbs for folks who listen to our show to kind of do their own research. Just look into the number of congressmen and women who have dual citizenships. Look into the history of the lobbyist groups like AIPAC and how many times their names have been changed throughout the years, and where certain presidents actually spoke out about the power and control of Israel's
and
lobbyist
what happened to
groups
them.
And what happened to them. One notable president of the United States suffered at the hands of going up against these specific Israeli lobbyists. And if you're
allegedly,
and there, in just going back to what our previous caller Dan was speaking about, the actual practicing Orthodox Jews who speak out and stand up against the state of not the state of Israel, but the leaders like Benjamin Netanyahu. I speak of this man name all the time. One of my, like, even outside of just the topic of Israel and Palestine, Yaakov Shapiro, just his overall understanding of his religion and how to treat people and one another. Like the basic, the real foundation of Judaism is about treating your brother with respect and kindness. And therefore, you know, you receive that in return. He said this one line that I thought was great. He said, "What is wrong with playing dead to a bear?" Right? Why would I go out and fight a bear when I don't have to? I can play dead and the bear will leave me alone. That's the ideology that true Jewish practicing religious folks follow.
Great insight. Jackson, we've got a caller, Jackson, on the line.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm glad about 10 minutes ago, I think his name was Tito called, the liberal guy.
Tito.
Yep. And yes, and you know, now me, I'm a Red Hawk conservative, but I'm an open-minded conservative, unlike closed-minded libtards. They only want to believe what the zebra and the unicorns are telling them. They want to believe their own press. So I'm glad he spoke about his points why to vote for Biden, because now I'm convinced more than ever he has no point.
Liberals
have no point whatsoever. If that's your reason to vote for Biden, go back to the drawing board, young man. Because if he is taking power away from corporations and putting it into the hands of the unions, that's no good. That sounds like workers unite.
That sounds like Marxism, socialism.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like to me. So if that's your point, I'm convinced more than ever that liberals should not step up to a voting booth because they can't determine their own future for their own family.
I love this guy right here. Thanks,
Jackson, thank you so much.
If there's ever a point, if you ever are a Red Hawk conservative, let a liberal speak because they will drive the nail home on your point.
That's fantastic insight. Thank you, Jackson.
Yes.
To give further insight, Tito has been someone that has been following the politically correcting Instagram page for quite some time, and he'll comment quite a bit. What I find hilarious was that my post today, his content was blocked. I don't block people's content. I let people say what they feel like they need to say. I let them call us out for whatever they call us out. And when I say us, I mean me. And they can say whatever they want to me because it just does not matter to me. Tito, I don't know Tito. Tito doesn't know me personally. But, you know, we can always talk about our views. I don't block any users. I don't block any content. Mm. But Instagram decided for themselves that they're going to block content from my eyes and say, "Are you sure you want to see this?" And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I don't care at all. And it was him basically just agreeing with me. I'm like, oh, dang, of course I want to see this. What are you talking about?
You know, any other time I would have opened up a whole bunch. I would ask him, like, what monopoly have you guys broken up within the last 100 years of breaking up a monopoly?
Yeah, because that's one of my issues right now that I am trying to kind of push in Greg's campaign is be a monopoly buster. Go back to monopoly busting, because there are some corporations out there that are far too big and
are
they're utilizing data.
Have that carry that big shtick policy.
If you're running style with me, you're carrying a big stick policy. All right, that's how I see things. But places like Amazon, when they created an entire entity that collects data on who's shopping for what, who's searching for what, and then they use that data to then create their own products to take away from the small businesses that were starting on Amazon to try and make a dollar for their, you know, family. When Amazon used that information to compete against them, and now they rule the freaking world, I think it's about time to bust up Amazon. I don't know about you. Give us a call, 346-3000. That is the Politically Correcting Podcast here on WYSL Station. We'll be right back after this. Give us a call. You got the change, baby.
To live the the quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom, informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law? That in 2020, there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties? That there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted? These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
I'm Greece Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Joe Robach. If you're looking to market and grow your business, make new business connections, and give back to the community in a meaningful way, consider joining the Greece Regional Chamber. We are the largest suburban chamber in Monroe County, and we offer networking, education, marketing, insurance, and advocacy. You do not need to live or work in Greece to join. Our members come from throughout the region. In short, we are better together, and together, we can move your business forward. Visit GreaseChamber.org or call 585-227-7272 to join today. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Tom Wall's team member, Ollie. We were getting crushed. It's the middle of a Friday dinner, and all of a sudden, my boss screams out,
"You guys are doing a great job!"
In unison, me and 20 coworkers yell back, "Thanks, Kat. Tom Wall's." Tom Wall's.
Politically correcting.
All right, we are back. Politically correcting, boys, like Val Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio. Of course, Dr. Bob and Bobby D back there on the ones and twos. We have spent this entire time talking about, I don't know,
our First Amendment right, like we should. Because once that goes, the second's next, and then everything else.
Right. Yeah.
After.
And this is the thing. If you feel inflamed inside of you because you're hearing this alternative point of view, that's the beauty of our First Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. That is the beauty of it. Your right is not to feel some type of way. Like, you don't have the right to not be, "Oh, I feel offended." No, that's not your right. My right is to offend you, to be very clear. I have the right to offend you. It is your job to not be offended, because that's how I live my life. You can say whatever you want to me. I'm not going to be offended because your words have no power over my reactions.
Remember Howard Stern when he first came out? He was out. I mean, he would say whatever he wanted. He exercised his right to speak his mind. I mean, he was straddling the line of, you know, saying racist remarks. You know, he had some hints.
I'm pretty sure it was far further than straddling the line of racist remarks. But he has every right to say racist remarks.
Exactly. And whatever we think, like, there's going to be a waterfall of consequences behind us allowing the Republican Party to lead the way of anti-Semitism regulations. We already allowed the NSA, the United States government, to wiretap us without any warrants. Like, come on. Like, give me a reason to really, really believe in this party. Please.
You should have no reason to believe in this party, because I don't look, this is, I call out both sides. I don't believe in either parties, to be very honest, at least on the highest levels. We have people who are representing us in the highest levels of Congress who have been bought and paid for. And yet they have a 12% approval rating amongst all Americans. Mm. So no one likes them, but somehow, some way, they keep getting reelected in because money is highly involved. When you have tens of millions of dollars, Joe Morelli, to already start your campaign off with, and you've received over $100,000 from AIPAC money, AIPAC money, So you are beholden to the Jewish community.
What are they, what's their name? The American Israeli... What's the
Political Action Committee? Maybe, I don't know.
So if there's a group within their
entity.
Yes, within their term, Political Action Community.
Let me look up the actual name for it, but continue on. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee. The
Public Affairs Committee.
Yeah,
that's
same thing.
But that's what any type of PAC is for, to influence.
It's just synonymous. That's all.
Right. If you are at all interested, I would recommend you look into a former Congresswoman, Cynthia McKinney. She's been very vocal about our government, especially going back from 9/11 and her push to figure out, okay, what happened to the $2.6 trillion Donald Rumsfeld? And also, she refused to sign a letter that was given to her by AIPAC that states that she would unequivocally support Israel no matter what.
Well, part of the anti-Semitism bill that they're trying to push, one of the other points that we didn't even get into, that you're not going to be allowed to even say... It says, accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own nations.
So that means the evangelical Christians are Jews now, because that they might as well align with that, because they will protect Israel before they protect their own country. Like, this is you protecting your own country by disagreeing with this bill.
Yes. By saying, no, number one, we have the right to free speech. Number two, I have the right to say it's my tax money and I don't want it going towards, you know, the genocide of any group of people.
Yeah.
And number three, I just don't want to fund any more wars. I don't think that's very hard to ask.
Start there,
I don't want to fund any more wars. How about we just focus on our economy, because we've got the, you know, they're about to raise maybe the interest rates yet again. They might probably just keep it the same. Our economy is not doing well. If you look between the lines and you actually listen to what pretty much every economist and every money financial person out there is talking about on their own podcasts, on their own stations, they're all saying these numbers are just clearly wrong. And our economy is propped up by fake money out there that is kind of just waiting for an implosion. It's just sitting there waiting for everything to start imploding on itself. Our GDP is non-existent. Our debt is skyrocketing. You can't keep going as a country this way. And yet, our taxes go up, and they keep printing more money. Why do we have taxes if you could just print money then?
I agree, man. I agree. It's just confusing to me, because, again, as a conservative Republican, I do not agree with just giving people a blank check, especially when you're just going to kill your way through a solution. One of the things that I really respect Donald Trump for was his comment to Benjamin Netanyahu on how he didn't want a peace deal done with Palestine. And he said, I went in there with the assumption that the Palestinians didn't want this peace deal. He goes, no, it was the total opposite. He said, he asked Benjamin Netanyahu, he said, you don't want a deal done. And he looked at him. He didn't say, like, he literally was mocking Benjamin Netanyahu. He's like, and like, yo, you don't want a deal done. And I can see where Donald Trump could be in like this position where he's signaling that he's pro-Israel, but within just his own video, and like, he's also fair. Right. There has to be some sort of fair approach to the Israel and Palestine conflict, even though we know that from 1948, the Israeli government were forbidden to kind of expand amongst that region across the settlements they've been able to get since 1948.
Didn't Trump say, I'm the most pro-Israel president?
They all say that, though.
Why is that something you would even claim?
Because they have no choice.
This is BS.
JFK didn't do it.
It's what world are we living in? I don't understand where we are today in America. I seriously feel as if we're living in bizarre world.
There have been multiple presidents who have spoken behind the scenes about the amount of control that the Israeli government has had on our country. And going back to the late 1800s and also going to that Balfour Agreement, the people who manage and runs Israel have a ton of money. The Rothschilds have a ton of money.
I think that's one of the things you can't say anymore. Jews, dead Jews have a lot of money.
It makes no sense. Like, okay, so when Dave Chappelle was on Saturday Night Live and he was like, I've been in Hollywood for a long time. He said, there's a lot of Jews.
Right.
A lot. and that's a fact.
But
what's
like,
wrong with it?
If I go to the jewelry district, the diamond district in New York City, and I say, wow, there's a lot of Jews here, they're not upset by that.
Bro, that's what some of the Jewish, what's his, the attorney, former Trump attorney. What the heck is his name?
Bob would know.
Michael, oh man.
I'll tell you who it is.
Cohen. Cohen?
Not Cohen. His defense attorney. But anyway, he's 100% Jewish. He said, we should not be ashamed about running the most banks. We should not be ashamed about running entertainment business.
We got a quick call to get in before we wrap up the show. I'm sorry, what's the name again? Hey, Todd. We got a shooting.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, you got a shooting score here. We got about a minute.
Okay, well, look, I mean, if you look into history, if you look into the Holodomor, everything else, wherever communism takes a foothold, one of the first things that happen is you are not allowed to speak about those doing it. It becomes a crime. And it looks like people are starting to notice the small percentage that's controlling the large population. And I think because people are starting to notice, these laws are becoming more common and talked about and put in. I think we're heading for a real problem here. And if you look at history, it's cyclical and it's happening again, I believe. Go back in history. These type of laws only popped up do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Show who's governing you, who's ruling over you, and you can see who they are by who you're not allowed to talk about.
That's right, Todd. Thank you so much for that call.
Alan Dershowitz, that's his name. He's also implicated on the Epstein list as well.
Yes, he is.
And he is very, very pro-Israel. He is a 100% devout Zionist, and he is unapologetic about what Jews run. And I'm saying Zionist Jews run.
You know what I find really funny? In a historical reference, KKK was absolutely anti-Jewish, and now we see these young kids on college campuses being anti-Jewish. So, pretty equivalent there on the extremes.
With the left? Because the left did create KKK.
The KKK, exactly.
And they love masks.
They sure do. They sure do. Thank you for joining us on this amazing episode of just talking it out and trying to come to some kind of understanding of what the hell is going on in this world today. We are the Politically Correcting Boys, Laval Lewis, myself, the Jose P.O. We'll be back on Monday at 1 o'clock. Appreciate you.